do you recommend that people look for in a community?
Well, it's a great question, and I can tell you, you know, deciding where to live in retirement is one of the most important decisions that seniors will ever make for themselves and their loved ones. And it's the same way for family members who are helping a senior make that decision. And, you know, when researching retirement communities, there are certain very important criteria to consider, such as proximity to family and friends and services and amenities and the cost of the community. You know, those are kind of the A, B, and C starting point, so to speak. But there are a lot of other important criteria, I think, that people need to keep in mind when researching and evaluating retirement communities. And they need to keep in mind, you know, when they're asking these questions, keep in mind present and future needs and their own financial situation now and possibly in the future. And there are a few areas in particular that I think are very, very important for people to look at with retirement communities. And number one is to find out who owns and manages the community, as well as the track record of management. Determine whether the community is accredited for meeting high standards in services and operations and finances. They can do that by visiting a website called CARF.org, which gives a list of accredited communities in each state. So that's very, very important. I think they need to review the financial performance of the owner and manager, you know, including any credit ratings that they may have received from Standard and Fitch and Poor's, Standard and Poor's and Fitch, got that backwards there, two of the top leading credit rating agencies out there. Another factor that they need to look into is considering possible future health needs. You know, retirement communities today offer many amenities and services, but not all provide medical care. And that makes another move a possibility should their health needs change. Continuing care retirement communities, for example, are the only type of senior community that offers independent living plus higher levels of care, including assisted living and skilled nursing care on a single campus. Some CCRCs even offer specialized programs such as memory care and home health care, and some are even getting into hospice services as well. So if moving to a community, when you move into a retirement community, want that to be your last move, A continuing care retirement community should be on your short list of the different types of retirement communities to look at. I think another area that's important is obviously fees. And they need to get detailed information about fees. They need to learn what all fees do and do not include, and when fees are subject to increase and under what conditions. Another area is to meet with residents and tour the community. You know, arrange an appointment to tour the community and to meet with residents and staff and to sample the food and the service and just get a good sense if the community is well maintained and secure. Of course, when we get into services and amenities, retirement communities today offer a variety, pretty much. Anything you could imagine on a resort, a lot of retirement communities are offering these days, from the fitness centers to the spas to the bistros and the fine dining areas. It's important to make a list and to know what's important to you for the communities that you're visiting, to make sure that they offer the things that are very important to you. For some people, it could be a pool. It'd be very, very important. For other people who have no interest at all in swimming, a pool might not be that important. So again, I think to have a checklist in hand of the things that are important to you is a good way to go when researching and evaluating a retirement community. And then you should also compare each community's pricing to the amenities offered and the programs and services that are important to you as well. Another area, I think, is to ask about recreational and social activities. You know, find out what kind of social and cultural and educational activities that are available on campus. Is there an activities director on staff to plan entertainment and events and trips? Is transportation available? That's all very important for someone who's researching a retirement community for themselves or a loved one. And then finally, it's all about location. And find out if there is a waiting list. You know, is the community located near family, friends, and doctor's office and shopping centers? You know, find out if there's also a waiting list to move into the community, and if so, how all that works. So those would be, I think, the key areas that, that people should be looking into beyond the general, you know, what I call the A, B, and C starting points when they're researching retirement communities.
Yeah, great. You did a really good job of summarizing that. So that gives us a really good idea of what people should be looking for. But what about specifically on the tour? What should people be looking for when they're on site and they're touring?
Great question. When they tour the community, which is always recommended, meet with residents. You know, the people that live in the community are going to give you, you know, really going to give you a good idea of how happy they are in that community. Ask them questions, how long they've lived there. You know, what do they love about the community? What do they dislike about the community? And importantly, most importantly, if they had it to do all over again, would they move to that community again? That's a very important question to ask. Sample the food when you go to a community. And again, you don't necessarily need to make an appointment these days. You can just pop in, and a lot of these places have bistros where you can sit down and order pretty much anything that you want to, and get just a sense of the day-to-day fare that is available at the community. As I mentioned earlier, I think you need to get, when you're on campus, look around and get a sense of how the campus is maintained. You know, is it kind of shoddy looking, or is it, has it been recently painted? You know, is there security around? Is there adequate parking? These are all types of things that I think when you're on campus, very important for people to consider and look at, because those are the things that you're going to experience on a daily basis as a resident. And then obviously, again, note the services and amenities that are available on campus. You know, visit the fitness center. Is it as big as you would like? Does it have all of the fitness machinery that you want? So I think, you know, those are the key areas when you're visiting the community to look for.
All right. You've touched on this a little bit already when you mentioned that you people should speak with residents if they can. Who else should people talk to during this process?
And I neglected to mention staff. Obviously, speak with the staff. Ask questions. How long have they worked there? Try to find out, the average tenure of a staff member there. Obviously, you're looking for a community where the staff members have been there for quite a long time, because that signifies that they enjoy what they're doing. And when people enjoy what they're doing, they tend to give very good service. So you don't want a community where I think the staff turnover is on a continual basis. So talk with, it's very important to talk with not only the leader of the community, which is usually someone, you know, at least for a continuing care retirement community, would be called an executive director who heads up the community, but also talk with other people as well. Talk with the administrator, the person that is in charge of the health center on campus, if it's the community that you're considering as an on-site health center. Talk with the resident services director to see what types of activities are available and the trips that are planned. So those are our key people, I think, to speak with when you are are visiting a community.
Okay. Finally, are there any warning signs or red flags that people should watch out for when they're searching, maybe even before they step foot on the property?
Well, these days, there are more and more senior living ratings websites out there. I think they can be a good starting point, although they are certainly not a be-all, end-all, because there are a lot of places that are not even listed on these websites. And some of these websites also give a preference to, you know, advertising supporters. So they may list certain communities higher, even rank them higher, just from being an advertiser, or give the impression that they are a higher ranking community, when in reality it's because they've supported through an advertisement that particular website or service. However, you know, these services also do rank or provide a list of retirement communities in a particular area. So it can, again, it can be a good starting point to when you're researching retirement communities, particularly if you have a particular area in mind and you have nowhere else to go. I think you can certainly just go on to Google these days and type in those search terms, you know, a retirement community in whatever area that you're interested in, and you're likely to get a good starting point reference for, you know, what types of communities are available and which communities you want to visit.
All right. Is there anything you'd like to add or any anecdotes that you'd like to share from your experience in your role, or any stories that you've heard from others that you work with?
That's funny. You know, I think the most common thing that we hear from our residents at ACTS is that they wish they made the move sooner. You know, they enjoy the they enjoy the lifestyle that much. I think the key really is planning ahead and asking questions, you know, such as, where do I want to live? What kind of lifestyle do I want? Who will take care of me if I ever need a higher level of care? Where will that care be given? And then how am I going to pay for it? Those are critical questions I think any senior needs to ask themselves, or someone who may be helping a loved one find a place to live in retirement. Those are all very, very, very important questions for people to consider. And we find that most of our residents, you know, want to move into our communities while in good health and able to make the decision on their own and not during an urgent situation when options are limited and decisions could be made for you. It's very important to do the to pre-plan and for, as you would for any important decision that you're going to make in life. And the people who live in our types of communities tend to be planners. And I think that's served them well throughout their lives. And they bring that, you know, right into their senior years and planning where they want to live out their golden years. So I think those are important things for people to remember, is to get the process started as early as possible and not wait for a crisis situation when your options could be limited.